A new report from environmental NGO Greenpeace has revealed that Nigeria, South Africa, and Egypt are grappling with the highest levels of air pollution across the African continent. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This alarming trend has significantly contributed to the majority of the nearly 1 million annual deaths related to air pollution in Africa. According to the report, exposure to air pollution ranks as the second leading risk factor for mortality in Africa, highlighting the urgent need for action to address this pressing issue. South Africa, in particular, has emerged as a major contributor to air pollution in Africa, earning the dubious distinction of being one of the continent's leading air polluters. The country hosts two of the world's largest nitrogen dioxide emission hotspots and six of Africa's most significant ones. Notably, four of South Africa's thermal power stations, operated by state power provider Eskom, rank among the top 10 largest sulfur dioxide emission points globally. The report sheds light on the profound challenges faced by communities disproportionately affected by air pollution. Activist Fana Sibanyani, hailing from the coal-rich Mpumalanga province, lamented the detrimental impact of pollution from coal plants operated by companies like Sasol. Sibanyani highlighted the adverse health effects, including chronic diseases, and the economic repercussions, such as job losses due to companies deeming locals unfit for work. The proliferation of coal mines and coal-fired power stations in the region has been identified as a primary driver of extreme air pollution levels, further exacerbating the environmental and health crises faced by affected communities. The findings underscore the urgent need for collaborative efforts among governments, industries, and civil society to implement sustainable solutions aimed at mitigating air pollution and safeguarding public health and the environment. Addressing the root causes of air pollution, transitioning towards cleaner energy sources, and prioritizing the well-being of affected communities are imperative steps towards fostering a healthier and more sustainable future for all. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.